You know, it's been great. I will give the players a lot of credit. When the moment I stepped in here, the first day I walked in the building, Matt Ryan was waiting for me. We had lunch together. And that type of commitment to the success of the organization has been one that's been really welcoming to me. It's really been something that, I don't want to just uphold what has been done before. I want to keep finding little ways to, how can we make it better? You know, how can we improve? And that's why I'm here. You know, I mean, I think the competitiveness in all of us in this organization, for sure. I know that's the first thing Dan's looking for in any player and any coach. The competitor in me is, how far can we take it? And, you know, that's how I feel about it.
That's excellent.
Matt is a very competitive human being at anything. It doesn't matter if we're shooting hoops in the front of the team room. He's a competitive guy. But I will say, for a guy who's had so much success, his willingness and humbleness to want to be coached. He has, in his mind, he hasn't made it. You know, it's about, how do I get better? What do I need to work on? And that's the coming out of the first meeting. He really wanted me to dig into his game overall from a year ago and where can he improve. And I think that just speaks volumes to the type of player he is, the type of teammate, the type of leader, because anybody that walks in this building, when you see that guy working as hard as he works, it's contagious, and I think you see that amongst everybody in our organization.
How much fun is it for you to be able to look at that, all the weapons that you have at your disposal, and say, man, these are pretty cool toys?
Well, you know, it's fantastic, you know, and obviously so far this offseason we haven't had Julio, we haven't had Gabriel yet, but these guys have been terrific to work with. You know, they really come in every day upbeat, energized. What are we doing today? How are we going to do it? It's a very live practice environment, which you guys all know, you've been around, and one that just fits me really well. You know, I think this environment is one that suits my personality, and so I'm having a lot of fun with it, and I really appreciate the players of just their openness and willingness to anything we bring that might be new, and then also working on the things that were carried over of how we can get better.
You had a good job at Alabama. Was it just a matter of wanting to come back to the NFL or knowing Dan or what?
Well, I think it was a combination of things. I really felt like my connection with Dan was huge. I really have respected Dan for many years. I've respected what he had done here the first couple of years as a head coach. As I said, philosophically, offensively, what they had done, what he wanted to continue to do, fit what I believe in. So I think a lot of things just aligned to where this felt like the right move. And all of us, every coach in our profession, you have to make tough decisions, you know, whether to stay, whether to take the job, the next job that's in front of you. And as many jobs as we take, there's probably another 5 to 10 that we didn't take. And this wasn't the only one that was proposed to me, but this just felt like the right one at the right time to join this organization.
What were you doing when you got the call? And were you surprised?
I was at home. I was home in California. We were recruiting, and then we had a little bit of time, a little bit of dead time, and I'd actually watched the Super Bowl at home, and I was feeling for Dan, you know, and every, you know, all these guys. I'd come here last training camp and spent 4 or 5 days, and to be that close, I know how that feels. I had just dealt with it about a week previously in the national championship game, and so I was at home, got the call, and then really kind of took a step back and tried to look at this thing with a full view and not just look at, oh, I get to be a coordinator in the National Football League, but a full view of the organization, the management, the head coach, the offensive coaches, the offensive personnel, the city of Atlanta, all of those things that could play a part in making this decision. And made the decision and haven't looked back.
Was this like the day after the Super Bowl or 2 days after? I know it was short.
Yeah, it was. It might have been like the night after, or even that next morning. I mean, it all came pretty quickly. Like I said, I don't know if it all could have come together that quickly if it weren't for the connection Dan and I had philosophically, not only scheme wise, but just philosophically, how he wants this team to play. How he likes the culture here, the brotherhood mindset, is something that he and I have talked about previously before me ever joining here, even years ago. And it was just it was a really good marriage to be part of.
Coach, you talked about making little improvements to make the offense better. Of course, we know the numbers that we put up last year,
right,
how successful they were. you look back through the tapes, what are some of the things that you looked at and you said, hey, you know what, we can get a little bit better from there, we can get a little bit better there?
Well, I mean, I think first and foremost, you know, we have two really electric tailbacks, and they are bad matchups on defenses. And just to making sure that we're putting those guys in the best position to be successful, whether it's separately on the field, whether it's being on the field together, I think that was one key, whether it's in the run game, the pass game, just to ensure those things. Really looking at the efficiency and the things that they did well, and trying to dig into, okay, can we even improve upon that? Can we get better on third down? Can we get better in the red zone? Is there a way to get Julio more touches in the red zone and finding those matchups? And so there's a lot that goes into it. And then there was personal player development. You know, I think Dan really made a point of, I really want to find ways to get each individual player 1% better. How can we do that? And finding and digging into each player, meeting with each offensive player individually and saying, hey, this is an area I think you can improve. I appreciate everything you've done and how you did it, but here's one thing I think you can improve upon. And so all of that, I think, set the stage for these guys understanding that I was coming in trying to improve, not just stay the same. And it's worked out really well. Well, I've coached some pretty good players and some pretty good teams, fortunately. You know, some guys in their career don't get the chances that I've had to coach the types of players that I've had. So that part isn't as foreign to me. I got it on a one-week basis last year at Alabama in the national championship game. Just kind of so you don't, for me, I don't try to look at, man, this is how it was done and I have to be this way. I just try to be the best Steve Sarkisian every day for the betterment of the organization, the team, the players, the coaches, and not worry about, boy, if I don't do this, this is a fail, or if I don't do that, this is a fail, or I need to do this better than this so that I get recognition. I'm kind of beyond that. I've been through a lot, and I've coached at a really high level early on in my career all the way through that. I'm not kind of keeping score, if that makes sense. It's more about what do we need for a team aspect so we can go try to win every football game and ultimately win that last game. And I don't know if I could have said that 10 years ago. You know, I think 10 years ago when you're trying to move up the ladder in the profession. But I've been able to achieve a lot. And I think now, kind of, as I've said previously, I've kind of went into the locker room at halftime of my career, of my life, and how do I want to play the second half? And coming out of the locker room, this is about the team and doing it what I think is in the betterment of the team and not trying to keep score with what this guy did or that guy did or that offense did or that offense did. It's about what are we doing to put us as a team in the best position to be successful.
As an OC, what are some of the things you've seen defenses do as the games evolve that you look at now and go, oh boy, if we can't adjust to this or that, no matter how good my guys are, they're not going to be in a position to win. What are the big adjustments from the offensive side of the ball you've seen?
I think a lot of what's happening in football these days, and I don't know, a lot of what happens in football is a trickle-down effect. The NFL does it first, and it works its way down. But what's happened recently is high school football went to the spread offense, and it went to shotgun. It went to four or five wide receivers. It went to 7-on-7, right? And then it worked its way into college football with the no huddle, and it's gravitated its way into the National Football League. I mean, the amount of just shotgun snaps in the NFL is at an all-time high compared to when it's ever been. And I think the most challenging thing for me is to be true to who we are philosophically. We're going to be in more I formation sets than maybe other teams in the league. We're going to be under center more than maybe other teams in the league. Well, the challenge is there's not a lot of evidence of that on film when we are game planning our opponents, because the majority of what they see are the shotgun spread formation. So we have to make sure that we're really digging, that we're digging for the information we need so that we're calling the right plays to be successful, true to our system. And I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges I'm facing right now, and we're all facing as a staff, is make sure we're getting enough information to put our stamp on, this is a good play, this is a good formation, so that we can be the offense that we want to be for the next how many ever weeks of the season.
How many hours a day will you be here during the week?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, as a general rule on a game week.
per day?
You know, early in the week, it's a pretty good grind. I mean, we're in here, you know, a good 16 hours a day, roughly, something like that.
So
you know?
I'm sure Danny has asked you this question. How do you manage that around recovery?
The challenge is knowing our schedule and knowing our days and what days are the lighter days, what days there are those pockets of windows to do the things that are necessary for me. And like I said, early in the week, a lot more compacted than later in the week. Early in the week is, you know, we're hunkered down. There's a lot of film, there's a lot of study, and there's a lot of digging. Later in the week, it's more fine-tuning, and there becomes more time to do those things. So it's just adjusting your schedule and making sure you're putting in the necessary time needed.
What's tougher, coaching football or recovery?
Oh, man. Recovery's tougher. Recovery's tougher.
Appreciate the honesty.
But they're both, I will say, they're both very gratifying. They really are. And, you know, you have those moments when you lay down at night and you feel good about the things you accomplish each day, and whether they're on the field or in recovery, man, they both feel really good.
You said a little while ago, you know, you couldn't have had that perspective 10 years ago. We're talking about coaching and, you know, what you want to accomplish. Or could you even have the perspective a year ago, whenever it was your awakening was, in terms of, look, I've done the best I can, you know, this and that, in terms of how has recovery steps and all that stuff sort of helped you in terms of coaching, mindset on day to day?
You know, I was battling, I was competing, I was grinding. You know, I wanted to be as healthy as I could be. It just wasn't happening. And it took more than just Steve Sarkisian, which for so many years I had relied upon. Me, I was going to fix it. I was going to make it work, whether it's on the field, my personal life, whatever it was. And it took help from others, quite honestly, to guide me, to show me that it was okay to ask for help, that it was okay to, there was another way of going about it rather than just self-reliance, you know, and grit and toughness. And I think that's something that I've really appreciated, is the people around me that are willing and not always just trying to rely on me. And that's something, that perspective that I've taken into coaching now too, of we've got really good guys on the staff, and this isn't all about Steve Sarkisian and what he wants part of the offense. It's Chris Morgan, Raheem Morris, Bush Hamden, Wade Harmon, Keith Carter. We've got great coaches, and allowing those guys to do their job to help me do my job to the best of my ability.
How's being a part of this staff different than other staffs you've been on?
I just think the biggest thing that I appreciate about this staff is how hard Dan works for us to have a very close camaraderie. That brotherhood is not just something on a T-shirt. It's real. It's true. It's not just with the players. It is as our staff. And I think that's something that is very unique in our profession, that guys are really working and pulling for one another and there for one another is something I really appreciate.